USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Censored from American voters before the 2020 election, the Hunter Biden laptop is revealing many things about the Biden family's close ties to the Chinese Communist government. The laptop was obtained from a Delaware computer repair shop after the $80 repair bill was never paid and it became forfeited. Californians have launched an effort to recall Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom because of his bad decisions with leadership. The drive is now gaining steam because some Democrats are lining up behind it, Politico is reporting. A Colombian woman shockingly beheaded an owl on social media over the summer has been killed in a drive-by shooting. The Daily Mail is reporting 21-year-old Mylidis Aldana was killed Sunday afternoon by a gunman on a motorcycle in the town of Corizal in Sucre State. Thursday night football was an AFC West showdown. The visiting Los Angeles Chargers beat the Las Vegas Raiders in overtime 30-27. We are USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
A major drug ring has been busted in North Carolina. USA Radio News Tim Berg explains.
Federal authorities are charging 21 individuals in connection to a distribution ring that funneled drugs onto the campuses of prominent North Carolina universities. The DEA found drug activity at frat houses on campuses of UNC Chapel Hill, Duke University, and Appalachian State University. U.S. Attorney Matt Martin calling on university administrators to do something.
There were sales going on inside these houses. Dealers set up inside these houses, poisoning fellow members of their fraternity, fueling a culture.
The feds estimate more than 1,000 pounds of marijuana, several hundred kilos of cocaine, and other drugs were funneled onto the campuses. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thank you for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Thursday night football was played in the brand new Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, Nevada. The visiting Los Angeles Chargers beat the Raiders in overtime 30-27. Scoring the winning touchdown, Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert started the year as the MVP in the Oregon Ducks Rose Bowl win. After the game, he tells Fox Sports the secrets of his success.
I think it's a lot of practice. I think the quarterback position's tough in that way that you have to be level-headed, and I think that's just years of practice, being around the right coaches, around the right teammates, and they've done such a great job of battling this year, and I'm really proud of those guys out there today.
The Chargers are out of playoff contention. The Las Vegas Raiders' playoff hopes look like a bridge too far as their record drops to 7-7. Russian violations have led to harsh penalties on Russian Olympians that will eliminate their flag and anthem at the next Olympics. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
Russian athletes will not be able to use their country's flag or anthem at the next two Olympic Games or any world championships. The Court of Arbitration for Sport issued the ban Thursday that comes following revelations of Russia's state-sponsored doping program. The CAS came short of outright banning Russian athletes from all international competitions, instead allowing them to compete at next year's Tokyo Olympics and the 2022 Winter Games in Beijing if they had not been implicated in the doping scandal. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Due to the COVID-19 outbreak, the Olympic Games Tokyo 2020 were postponed for the first time in their history. The opening ceremony of the Olympic Games will now be held on July 23rd, 2021. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.